Markets are reopening for 2026, and let's hope that it starts off better than it ended 2025. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, corn futures ended the year a little bit lower, just to the fractional side there. Soybeans took double-digit shots to the chin all day long yesterday. We'll take a look at the numbers here very soon. Wheat also fell for the fourth straight day on rising global production and competition and a marketing year low export sales week. Corn held its head above water, but barely, resting on the laurels of a record large sales pace, but fading unchanged at the end. Taking a look at the livestock side of things yesterday, livestock complex rounded out the 25 calendar year with the cattle contracts higher and the lean hog contracts mostly lower. No sizable cash cattle trade has yet developed this week, but packer interest should improve on Friday. Of course, we saw the grains go down quite a bit yesterday, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average went down over 300 points, and NASDAQ down over 175. We'll take a look at how the markets rounded out 2025 right after this.
Tune in to Ag Matters PM, your daily dose of crucial information affecting Iowa's farmers, producers, and consumers, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every evening, our dedicated broadcast team brings you the latest news straight from the field and from our rural communities. From market updates to expert insights, we cover it all with a down-to-earth perspective that truly captures the essence of the heartland. New episodes are posted every day of the work week to the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network YouTube channel and our website at iowaagnet.com.
Markets are reopening this morning for 2026. Let's take a look at how they finished 2025. March corn was down a quarter cent at 440 and a quarter. May down a quarter cent at 448 and a quarter. December new crop down a half at 460 and a half. January beans were down 15 and three quarters at 1030 and a half. March down 14 and three quarters at 1047 and a half. November new crop down 9 and three quarters at 1064 and a half. Soybean meal down $2.20 at 294.50. Soy oil down 86 cents at 48.07. Chicago wheat down 3 and three quarters at 507. Kansas winter wheat down 7 and a quarter at 514 and three quarters. Kansas spring wheat down 4 cents at 560 even. Minneapolis spring wheat down 4 and a half cents at 574. And oats trading down 2 and a quarter at 302 and a half. On the Merck live cattle were $1.12 higher at 231.60. Feeders up 70 cents at 350.25. Lean hogs down 35 cents at 85.10. Pork cutouts unchanged at 93.75. And class 3 milk 20 cents lower at 1522. That's Market Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman.